So spirituality is about wisdom and understanding. You can approach it from any religion. It's up to you. Nobody can monopolize truth, because truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Truth is not monopolized by anybody. Like the Buddha said, this Dhamma, which is the truth, he discovered it after he became enlightened. It was there before him. It was in the midst of nature. So coming back to this question about truth, I think it's a very important topic. You should listen to this so that you can understand. If you look at the religion of the world, you will find one thing very surprising. Almost every religion, they will proclaim that their religion has the truth. Then some will proclaim their religion is the only religion that has the truth. All other religions don't have the truth. Then the question which one must ask or inquire is, what is truth? What is truth? If you cannot understand what is truth, then all this argument has no meaning. So the best way to answer this question is, truth is whatever that can explain the way things are, means the reality. True or not? If it cannot explain the way things are, the reality within every moment that happened in this universe, then that is not the truth. So if this is the definition, then we can easily deduce that truth is understanding nature's law. All of the nature's law that governs life and existence is the truth. So which means truth is the reality, the way things are, like the Buddha said, tatata, suchness. So if truth is defined so clearly, then who can monopolize truth? Can't. We should reflect this deeply and develop clear understanding. That's why finally my nature came to this realization. Every religion may claim that they have the truth or whatever. So there is such thing as your truth, my truth, other people's truth. So all this is truth according to the individual. That's why I finally came to that conclusion. The real understanding of truth is when you have awakened, become enlightened, when you have the embodiment of understanding of all the nature's law that govern life and existence, especially nature's truth, which the Buddha called Dhamma. Dhamma is his teaching, and the essence of his teaching is the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are called Noble Truths, where these are truth, nature's truth, that enable you to become enlightened beings when you understand them. That's why it's called Noble Truth. And enlightened beings during the Buddha is called noble ones. Noble beings with noble qualities. That's why they are called Noble Truth, not any other truth. Arya Satcha. Aryas are noble ones. Satcha is true. Noble Truth. So when we look at all this, then we realize if truth is, which is the reality, then nobody can monopolize truth. Your truth, my truth, other people's truth, and all the individual truth that people proclaim are just our version of truth, truth according to us. So when we understand that, then there is no more argument, no more misunderstanding. Why must you try to possess or own, monopolize, the word is monopolize truth? Because truth can never be monopolized. Truth is the reality. whatever that can explain the way things are, that is the truth. So if I have the understanding of life, if I understand the nature's law, means I have developed the understanding of truth. That's why I can be at peace with nature. That's why you can have the noble quality of an enlightened being like the Buddha, who doesn't suffer anymore, where they can be at peace with all things. Everything has become so clear to them. The understanding is so deep, so profound, that they can see everything very clearly. The phenomenal world of consciousness, the unreality of phenomena and form and mind. Then they also understand the unconditioned. The nature's law that governs life and existence within the conditioned world has its own set of reality. Then when you realize enlightenment, you realize the unconditioned, which has its other sets of reality. You have to have the understanding of both the unconditioned and the conditioned world for you to really able to manifest and live life beautifully. Then life becomes wonderful, meaningful. This is how the Dhamma become unique. This is why the Buddhist teaching is very unique. But it doesn't mean only Buddhism have the truth. No. Truth is everywhere. Truth is. So whoever who has that clarity of mind to discern, to understand all this, can realize the truth. Your truth, like I said, is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. When you can have the understanding of it, when you can see it, you always see it. Because the universal characteristic, which is the characteristics of all things, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, they are everywhere in the midst of life, every moment, every instant. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Well, these are the enlightened beings that is stable in their understanding and their mindfulness and their heedfulness. They have seen them. They have awakened to them. They have insight into them. That's why they are different. They don't hold on to knowledge. They realize this truth. They awaken to it. Then they know this form and mind is just chemically conditioned vehicle and tool for them to come to this existential world, to live life, to go through life, to experience all these things, and to fulfill their vows and their cultivation. So this understanding makes them different, peaceful, wise. Yeah? And they hold the virtue that separate them from the deluded living beings. They have very beautiful conduct. That's why the enlightened beings of the Sammasambuddha, in the salutation to the Sangha, he said, these four pair of enlightened beings, they have all these beautiful virtue and conduct. Of right conduct is the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Then the third virtue is of wise conduct, is the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Then the last one is most important. This one, other teaching don't have. He said, of dutiful conduct, you have the right duty. It's the order of this enlightened disciple of the Buddha. So not only they are of good conduct, upright conduct means very righteous. Then they are also very wise. Then lastly, because of their wisdom, they do their duty. They know the conditioned world is a conditioned world, no reality. But there is such thing as law of karma. And law of karma recognizes relationship. That's why you have to understand this. Then as a form of mind, we come. As a human being, we come. We have this right duty with regards to this nature's law, law of karma. We have to understand. Then this law of karma demands us to have the understanding, the right view, to perform our right duty in accordance with this law of karma, so that you don't violate this law of karma, so that your karmic nature is beautiful, so that you know how to live life, and so that you can avoid unnecessary karmic affliction in the future. And so having right duty, right understanding to conduct ourselves properly is very important. So right duty is very, very important.